AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There were chants this morning in Richmond, Virginia, as a big statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee was taken down. It's been on display in the Virginia Capitol for more than a century. Governor Ralph Northam says it represents more than 400 years of history that we should not be proud of. Northam says the statue had to come down.
Things started back in Charlottesville in 17, and it's evolved from there. And we knew that, you know, there was so much division from statues like this, and those in Charlottesville came down. The other one's on Monument Avenue.
Workers used a power saw to cut the statue in two along the general's waist so it can be hauled under highway overpasses to an undisclosed state-owned facility until the decision is made about its final disposition. A rally is planned a week from Saturday at the Capitol, designed to demand justice for the hundreds of people who have been charged in connection with the January riot. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was asked if fencing around the Capitol will be going back up.
Not necessarily, no. Well, we intend to have the integrity of the Capitol be intact. I'm not going into any specifics in that regard.
Pelosi says these people are coming back to praise those who tried to kill members of Congress. The head of the World Health Organization is calling on rich countries with large supplies of coronavirus vaccines to hold back from offering booster shots through the end of the year. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is conferring with his German counterpart and others about how to handle Afghanistan as the Taliban's announcement of an interim government lineup receives a skeptical Western response. The last member of Afghanistan's Jewish community has left the country. Zubalan Cementov, who lived in a dilapidated synagogue in Kabul, endured decades of war as the country's century-old Jewish community rapidly dwindled. This is AP News. The Supreme Court is heading back to the courtroom.
Beginning next month, the justices will return to their majestic marble courtroom for arguments. Nearly 19 months after in-person sessions ended due to the coronavirus pandemic, the High Court says oral sessions scheduled for October, November, and December will be in person. But out of concern for the public and Supreme Court employees, those courtroom sessions will not be open to the public. The justices will no longer argue by telephone. However, the public will still be able to hear the sessions live. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Russia's emergency situations minister has died during emergency drills. The ministry says Yevgeny Zinichev died in the line of duty during interagency exercises to protect the Arctic zone from emergency situations while saving a person's life. The ministry didn't offer any details about where or how the 55-year-old died. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.